Right now, it's the Howard Viking Show, broadcasting from the Carlton. No. Our downtown Cecil radio studios. The Viking Show, my technician today, I'm happy to say, is Art Johnson. We're counting the days now, as you are, to, what, a little better than a week for Halloween? About a month till Thanksgiving, and I did count 66 shopping days left till Christmas. Before we forget, Happy New Year to you, too, from all of us here at CCO Radio. As Tempest Fugit, hey, we got a big tennis thing coming up.
It's the greatest tennis match imaginable.
WCCO Real Radio.
WCCO Television.
And the St. Paul Pioneer Press and Dispatch welcome the Midwest Federal Tennis Classic.
Thursday, November 14th at the Met Center.
Featuring John McEnroe.
And Bjorn Borg.
The greatest tennis players of all time.
Who between them have won an unprecedented 8 Wimbledons,
6 French Opens,
4 U.S. Opens,
and over 100 other tournaments.
Plus Pepsi Future Stars.
And a special Donaldson Celebrity Doubles match featuring John McEnroe and me, Charlie Boone.
Versus the two Swedes, Bjorn Borg and me, Roger Eriksson.
Tennis may never be the same after this match.
The registry, the official hotel.
And Chrysler LeBaron, the official car.
Don't miss history in the making.
As Borg comes out of retirement to challenge McEnroe in exciting tennis action.
Thursday, November 14th, 7 p.m.
at the Met Center.
All seats reserved and available at the Met Center box office and all Dayton ticket offices.
The Midwest Federal Tennis Classic.
See it now
or never again.
That should be a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and some great tennis. Yvonne Lendl playing a big match down in Australia. They got flakes everywhere in the world. Listen to this. In the third set of his match with Henry LeConte, and Lendl was the winner. In the third set, though, a guy in a caterer's uniform walked out on the tennis court carrying a silver tray, 2 glasses of orange juice, and a stack of religious pamphlets. He put the tray down in the center of the court, then he began shouting about the evil of credit cards and the devil before he was escorted away. Lendl said, "I was really mad at that. They were too gentle. They should have been rougher with him."
Here's a $5 million idea from First Western. $5 million in new car loans at the fixed rate of only 11.5% now at First Western Bank.
Okay, let's call in our meteorologist friend, Bill Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday was a beautiful day.
Wasn't it, though?
Absolutely beautiful.
It was just perfect. Can you believe the high was only 62, though? It felt warmer than that.
Yeah, it did. No wind, I guess, huh?
No wind, a lot of sunshine, a lot of folks out, as though they were trying to do everything one last time. Bicycling, tennis, saw people canoeing, convertibles with the tops down. Got a little leaf raking in, some motorcycle.
Oh, yeah, working around the house, yeah, as though the day would never end. Now, somewhere along the line, I recall, I think it was Friday or Saturday, we said something about we're going to have the same beautiful sunny weather Monday, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday.
Well, what's funny is that we are in the same air mass. In fact, today should be about 5 to 8 degrees warmer than yesterday was, Howard. We have a good broad flow of air from the south, but what happened was a little tiny disturbance triggered some clouds. Once the clouds got started, there's really nothing to break them up. Without the clouds, we'd be much warmer, probably already into the low 60s in the southern half of Minnesota. But with those clouds there and a little bit of a breeze from the south, that southerly breeze is bringing in more moisture, and that just keeps adding to the clouds, and there's nothing really to break us out. If you look at the national weather maps, there's really nothing there to generate these clouds, so there must be just a small disturbance moved in from Iowa overnight, and it's basically stationary, nothing to break it up. So up north today, a lot of nice weather. Temperatures will be fairly mild and a lot of sunshine, especially northwestern Minnesota. But in the south, the clouds are just going to prevent us from warming up as much as we should. So this afternoon, cloudy skies across southern Minnesota down into Iowa. If you think it's been cloudy here, it's been worse in Iowa. They've had a lot of clouds and rain the last couple of weeks. Tomorrow is slightly questionable. These clouds should start to break up because that disturbance has to have a little speed and start moving off to the east. So we'll probably start out with a cloudy day and maybe even some morning drizzle in southern Minnesota, partly to mostly sunny up north. And if the sun can pop through a little bit in southern Minnesota tomorrow, we could be a little bit warmer. Then a disturbance from the west will probably come through with some showers on Wednesday. So our Twin Cities forecast will have to account for all of this, of course. Cloudy skies, some occasional drizzle this afternoon and tonight. I think the drizzle should be fairly light. Highs today in the mid to upper 50s, which is about normal for this time of year. Tonight's low 50, Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rather breezy, and a high about 62 degrees. Winds southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour today and tonight. Now, right now in Ely, it's sunny and 49. Rochester, cloudy, 51. Miami, Florida, sunny, 83. And in Tokyo, it's clear and 62. In the Twin Cities, though, the clouds are still up there. The humidity is 80%. Wind southeasterly, 8 miles per hour. You may have a few spots of drizzle here and there, and it's 52.
This week only, Minor Ford has 50 Escort ponies corralled and ready to go for only $59.95 plus tax and license. Escort ponies, just $59.95 plus tax and license at Minor Ford, 694 and Silver Lake Road.
Now, we'll have some music for you now on the Howard Viking Show. Song by Neil Diamond and Rosie. Neil Diamond right here on the Howard Viking Show, where we have cloudy skies in the Twin Cities and 52 degrees. In Duluth, though, as Bill Anderson told you, it's mostly sunny and 50. Well, congratulations to the Iowa Hawkeyes. Last week, their coach, Hayden Fry, thought that Michigan was number one. But now after this week's game, when Iowa beat the Wolverines 12-10, then Fry says he's converted now. He says, I'm going to vote us number one now, because he does vote on the UPI coaches poll. Fry isn't alone. Iowa is the unanimous number one pick in this week's top 25. The first time this season, all 32 voters agreed on number one. Michigan, after six games, has still allowed only one touchdown. Michigan fell into fourth place. And after the game, I told a Michigan coach, Bo Schembechler, this is Fry talking, he says that he has a great team, a very great team, and then he told me, but coach, you have the greatest. So then Schembechler gave him a pack of chewing gum, and he says he's going to have that framed or mounted. It's 17 minutes past 11 hour. Twin City temperature is 52 degrees. Cloudy with occasional drizzle this afternoon and tonight. Marie Osmond now. There's no stopping your heart, or the divorce lawyers.
Welcome.
That's a new one by Marie Osmond called There's No Way Stopping Your Heart. So there. 21 minutes past 11, 52 degrees. Here's my friend and yours, Joyce Lamont, with lots of things going on these days.
So many things. Here's a big one. The National Folk Ballet of Yugoslavia. 45 dancers, musicians, and singers direct from Belgrade will give a program tomorrow night, one performance only, tomorrow night in Northrop Auditorium, and it begins at 8 o'clock. If you're interested in getting tickets, want more information, call the box office, 373-2345, 373-2345. The Medalist Concert Band of Bloomington will give their opening season concert tonight at 7:30 at Normandale Community College in Bloomington, in the auditorium of the college at 98th Street and France Avenue South. And that is a free concert. The Minnesota Opera opens its production of La Traviata this week, giving performances in the Ordway Music Theater, St. Paul, 8 Friday night and a 2 Sunday afternoon. And then final performances of the opera will be given next week, Friday and Saturday evenings, the 1st and 2nd of November. The number to call about tickets, 224-4222. And the Minnesota Dance Theater will give performances this week in the Orpheum Theater, downtown Minneapolis, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 8. Tickets at Dayton's and at the Dance Theater, the telephone number 339-9150. More special events news in about 20 minutes.
Okay, see you then, Joyce. Puppet there belonging to Herb Alpert. You are the one you are. Charles?
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
You're listening to the Howard Viking Show from WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis, where we have cloudy skies and 52 degrees. At this very minute, though, it seems the skies are much lighter, brighter than they have been most of the morning. Duluth reports mostly sunny and 50. This afternoon on the Kozlak Russell Show, the humorist Dave Barry will be with him. He's also the author of the book Stay Fit and Healthy Until You're Dead. He'll talk with Tim and Ruth about his guide that tells how fitness can be yours into your 70s and 80s and even after death. And you're the comedian Rodney Dangerfield, you know, I don't get no respect guy. He's hoping for a little respect in a Florida courtroom. What he's doing is suing for more than $5,000. These days, that's peanuts, isn't it? $5,000. Usually it's $2-3 million. But Rodney Dangerfield is suing for only $5,000 for a knee injury he says he suffered at a hotel in Fort Lauderdale last year. Dangerfield's lawyer says the comedian fell on hotel stairs because they were improperly lighted and covered with a dark carpet. A hotel vice president won't comment on the lawsuit, but says Dangerfield has reservations at the hotel, the same hotel, later this year. If at first we all have our problems, they're really fighting and feuding down there in West Palm Beach, Florida. All the social climbers want to be invited to the big ball for Prince Charles and Princess Diana, you know. The industrialist Armand Hammer, same guy who's been a confidant of American presidents and Soviet premiers, he's under fire now from some of the residents down there in West Palm Beach over a formal ball organized to honor the Prince and Princess Di. The town council president says some residents are complaining that the exclusive affairs permit should be revoked because they say Hammer is a known sympathizer of communist causes. Some other residents of the wealthy community are unhappy because the charity ball's proceeds are going out of town. They'll go to United World Colleges, a network of seven schools designed to promote international understanding. So they're really ticked off. But they still want to go to the ball.
Joyce Lamont for Oreck, that great vacuum cleaner everyone is talking about and everyone is buying. And no wonder it's so popular. For one thing, it weighs only 8 pounds. So lightweight, you can actually hang it on the wall when you're not using it. And yet that powerful motor will pick up pet hair and sand and lint that ordinary cleaners miss. And another thing, the handle of the Oreck XL upright vacuum folds down flat so you can clean under heavy furniture. You don't have to move that heavy bed or chest to clean under it. And the Oreck adjusts to any surface automatically. Use it on plush carpeting, move to a shag rug, then to kitchen carpeting, then to bare floors. The Oreck will clean every one of them perfectly and instantly. Why don't you plan on getting an Oreck soon? It'll make those fall house cleaning chores so much easier. See an Oreck dealer like the Park Vacuum in St. Louis Park, or if you don't know who your dealer is, just call his toll-free number for his name and address, 1-800-622-4017.
And Minneapolis, see Arrow Appliance Centers, or in St. Paul, see A1 Vacuum Cleaner Company. That's for the Ray Charles Singers here in the Howard Viken Show. First Lady Nancy Davis Reagan. Nancy Reagan gave her regards to Broadway last night. She got up there on the stage of the Schubert Theater during the finale of a tribute to her longtime friend, actress Mary Martin. And the two sang a song from the 1946 musical Lute Song. Actress Nancy Davis was in the original cast of that production, which starred Mary Martin and Yul Brynner. And of course, as you know, Nancy Davis gave up her acting career 8 years later when she married Ronald Reagan. 22 minutes to lunchtime, Twin City temperature 52, wind southeast 8. Still have cloudy skies in the Twin Cities. Want to see any sun, go up there to the head of the lakes, the Twin Ports. Duluth reports 50 and sunny. Susan Kambari won a cooking contest in Zimbabwe, that's in Africa, with Zaza and Matsimbi. What the heck is Zaza and Matsimbi? Well, the object of the contest was to find great dishes that can feed a family of five for less than a dollar. If you like the recipe, Zaza is just ground corn cooked into a stiff porridge. And Matsimbi? Well, they're sautéed 4-inch caterpillars. You lost your appetite? Well, Kambari concedes, she says, that she didn't want to win the exotic dish contest with cooked caterpillars, but she says that white ants are out of season. You ought to see the anthills there in Africa. Get up around 8-10 feet tall. Former President Richard Nixon is interviewed by USA Today, and he urges the superpowers to hold summit meetings every year. Nixon says he hopes they'll reach an agreement when they meet now in November. He says there has to be a ceasefire on the propaganda front and action on the negotiations front. And then other opinions of Nixon. His opinion that Yasser Arafat and the PLO are a dubious vehicle for Mideast peace progress. He said the best thing Republicans can do for blacks is to keep the economy moving. Then Nixon says, baseball umpires whose contract dispute he's arbitrating are good, honest, and relatively well paid. On the World Series, Nixon predicts it'll go 7 games and the Cardinals will be tough to beat. Big picture. Monaco's royal sisters head up the People magazine best dressed list. And rock star Madonna is among the magazine's worst dressed celebrities. Other best dressers include Miami Vice cops Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas. Liberace, another one, best dresser. Liberace and Prince and Jamie Lee Curtis. And the bottom of the People list of best dressed, and the bottom of the list, the worst, actresses Lisa Hartman, Jacqueline Bisset, Mary Crosby, Raquel Welch, and Anne Margaret, and the worst dressed. Bette Midler isn't on this list of People magazine best dressed or worst dressed, but she sings a song for us now, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Oh, you woke us up, Bette. Yeah, you did. But time, too. 52 degrees in the Twin Cities, wind is southeast 8 miles an hour, and it's fall changeover time. It's that glorious time of year when we change from our summer schedule that may have us a little more relaxed, you know, and real easygoing, to a post-vacation style that's tighter, more organized. This is Howard Viking to remind you that great-tasting Kemp's old-fashioned cottage cheese helps make the transition very nicely, a lot easier. Still great in salads and snacks, Kemp's old-fashioned cottage cheese does just as well in main dishes and dressings and desserts. Kemp's old-fashioned cottage cheese is a light, all-natural dairy food made from grade A milk that's processed slowly for full flavor and real dairy goodness. And it's fresh as can be with a freshness seal that locks in flavor on every carton. And one of the nicest things of all is the fact that Kemp's old-fashioned cottage cheese is priced lower than you'd expect. So go ahead and enjoy Kemp's premium old-fashioned cottage cheese, because season after season, Kemp's is as good as it gets. Country singer Willie Nelson is beginning to work on Farm Aid 2. The second benefit concert to help credit-strapped farmers is set for next June. The location is nowhere near America's heartland. Nelson says veteran actor Jimmy Cagney, suggested the second concert be held in New York. So that's what Willie Nelson told the Des Moines Register, that Farm Aid 2 will be held in the house that Ruth built, Yankee Stadium, 1st of next June. Here's Joyce with more special events.
The British Festival of Minnesota will close officially this weekend with St. Paul's on the Green, a British Festival folk fair in the Landmark Center in St. Paul. And this is on Saturday, and opening the day's events will be a concert by the Rose Male Voice Choir from Wales. You heard on Charlie Boone's show, Ray played a lot of the records of this marvelous chorus. 11 o'clock Saturday morning, they open the day's events, and the Irish dancers will entertain 11 till 12:30. There'll be English programs 12:30 till 3, and Scotland will be represented by the Minnesota Celtic Dancers and the McGilvery Pipe Band of Thunder Bay, Ontario, appearing from 2 until 3. Other British festival events this week, the Rose Male Voice Choir from Wales gives a concert tonight in St. Cloud, the State University in Stuart Hall. The choir appears in Wisconsin tomorrow night, 7:30 concert at the Student Union of the University of Wisconsin-Stout. It will be in Northfield, St. Olaf College, Wednesday night in Bow Memorial Chapel, that concert beginning at 7:30. And then the choir's final two appearances in the Landmark Center in St. Paul, both Saturday and Sunday. Another British festival concert on Sunday, this one by the University of Minnesota Brass Choir, playing British brass music from Handel to the Beatles. And it's a free concert. Begins at 4 Sunday afternoon at Concordia College, St. Paul and Buteau Auditorium. The Rose Hall Cayley Band from Scotland will give a concert of songs of England, Ireland, Scotland, and the Shetland Islands at 6 Friday evening at the Minneapolis Woman's Club. And you can call this number for reservations, 784-6228, 784-6228.
They're thinking of coming out with a cologne that I guess smells like Coca-Cola.
Is that good?
I don't know. Which one is it? Caffeine, diet-free, you know, and all that stuff?
Yeah, they're all different.
It says here, how about a cologne? Mergani International, which makes clothing with the soft drinks logo, is working on a deal to create Coca-Cola fragrances.
Well, I hope it goes very well.
You smell luscious this morning, Joyce. After a 72-year tradition of fine service to the community, Landonaud, the oldest mattress manufacturer in Minnesota, is closing its doors. They're going out of business, but not without a gigantic liquidation sale at their factory location on Broadway and Central Northeast Minneapolis. Up to 70% off mattresses, box springs, frames, sleeper sofas, and a huge selection of fine furniture for your entire home. All first quality merchandise and fully guaranteed. Take advantage of Landonaut's unbelievable prices. Stop by their factory location on the corner of Broadway and Central and save, save, save.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. The dew point is 46. Ray Christensen reporting from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830.
Howie Viken here with Chuck Lilligren in this Farm Hour portion of the Howard Viken Show, because Chuck is our Farm Service Director here at CCO Radio. Reading a thing here, Chuck, about crime is on the increase in rural America. Due to several factors.
Lots of things, yeah.
Yeah.
Due to reduced economic security, maybe, and also.
Well, they say thieves there in rural areas are organized to target livestock, valuable crops,
machinery,
wood, farm equipment, and fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another danger out there is the an increase in illegal dumping of backwoods country, off backwoods country roads of new health hazards.
That's right. You're right there. And
let's stay right here where we are.
I guess all the stealing isn't being done over there in Washington, eh?
We're doing our share, I guess. Hey, it's 7 minutes past 12, 52 degrees in the Twin Cities. We'll have your, you've got a Pioneer Spotlight very
you
soon.
You bet we have,
you?
Sure, after the weather here.
Oh, yeah, we'll check the weather, too, in half a minute.
What's wrong?
Treats Bar and Grill in South St. Paul, just north of 494 and Concord. Now to our weather center and our meteorologist, Bill Anderson. Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon to you, Howard. It's 54 degrees in the Twin Cities. Not quite the balmy weather we had yesterday, but right about normal for this time of year to get some periods of clouds along with those periods of bright sunlight like we had yesterday. Well, the clouds that did sneak in from Iowa overnight will stay around through the day and probably into tomorrow, especially in southern Minnesota and Wisconsin. There has been some scattered drizzle in southern Minnesota this morning. Mankato now reports some drizzle in 52 degrees. Temperatures are in the 50s over most of Minnesota now. But the radar screen is not detecting any rainfall, so anything that's out there is just of the drizzle variety, and the radar just can't detect those tiny drizzle droplets. The wind is, the wind is from the southeast, and it is bringing in a little more moisture, and that moisture will work its way into the clouds and cause some of those periods of drizzle in Iowa, southern and eastern Minnesota, and into Wisconsin. By tomorrow, the disturbance causing that cloud mass will probably start to move out. We'll have a mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow. The best chance of sun will be up in northern Minnesota with some more clouds in the south, and it's going to be rather windy tomorrow as well. Highs tomorrow, mid-50s to the mid-60s. Our outlook for Wednesday is for a larger disturbance to come in from the west with a good chance of rain on Wednesday, mainly in the afternoon. Twin Cities forecast, cloudy, with a good chance of some occasional drizzle this afternoon and tonight. Highs today in the mid and upper 50s, low tonight about 50 degrees. Wind southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour through tonight. Then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little more southeast breeze, and highs near 62 degrees. Right now in St. Cloud, it's cloudy 51. Thief River Falls, sunny 58. Boston, sunny 54. Twin Cities, though, are cloudy. The wind is southerly at 9 miles per hour. Pressure falling slowly at 30.18 inches. Dew point 46, humidity 74%. The temperature now is 54.
Some home improvements pay for themselves right from the start. Take oil heat, for example. Your oil heat dealer can recommend ways to modernize your system to make it work more efficiently. You may save up to 25% on fuel bills and get an income tax credit in the bargain. So call your efficient oil heat dealer today and start enjoying the dividends of your home improvement plans.
You've got a good thing with efficient oil heat.
The intelligent choice.
Brought to you by Yoakum Oil Company and Dean Oil Company, Anoka, members of the Northwest Petroleum Association.
It's the Pioneer Spotlight. Chuck Lilligren here, brought to you by Pioneer, producers of Pioneer brand seed corn, soybeans, alfalfa, sorghum, and silage inoculant. And by those tremendous guys, your local Pioneer salesman. And we've got Bill Steffen with us today, agronomist for Pioneer.
Hey, old buddy.
What? What do you mean?
They're coming along on Highway 12. They're coming along.
You should be ready to speak concisely and clearly and cogently.
When is this?
Whenever you open your mouth here on the radio.
Oh,
they
pay
big money for this time, you know.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah, you know, supposed to say, hey, old buddy,
Well, if I'm going to do a commercial, that's a different story.
Oh, I see. Then you're ready.
I'm ready. Am I ready? Let's check on with AAA now. Call in Ken Moore.
Thank you. Well, crews continue to work on southbound Highway 5 at the Minnesota River Bridge in the Fort Snelling area. Alternate lanes are closed there until around 4 this afternoon. That for a surface repair operation. Crews will be out there again tomorrow, weather permitting. Gets underway around 9 in the morning. 8 or 9 in the morning will affect traffic throughout the day until around 4 as well. So caution through that area. In the St. Louis Park Edina area, southbound Highway 100 at Benton Avenue, alternate lanes closed until 3 this afternoon for surface repairs. That causes some traffic slowdown now during the noon hour, so drive accordingly. And southbound 35E at County Road E, this is in the New Brighton area, lane restrictions until 3 this afternoon, some slow driving there. West of the cities in the Excelsior area, eastbound Minnesota 7 between Christmas Lake Road and Highway 101, lane restrictions until 3 this afternoon for surface repairs, caution there. And northbound 35E, the ramp to eastbound 36 is closed and it will remain so until around 3 this afternoon for a surface repair operation, alternate lanes or alternate routes necessary for that project. Reminder that the closure still in effect on Douglas Drive between 38th Avenue North and 41st Avenue North in Crystal. The official detour actually uses 36th Avenue North and 42nd Avenue North or County Road 9 as connectors over to Winnetka Avenue. That project is running a little longer than anticipated, possibly weather-related, and it's unsure right at this point in time when it will be reopened, but that alternate route is still in effect. That's the latest on CCO Land Roads for this Monday. This is Ken Moore from your AAA Auto Club.
You like St. Louis in the World Series?
Well, Howard, historically, at a team that wins, you know,
okay,
loses two at home.
Little friendly wager.
It's not that I have any preference for either team, but I would say if you were going to make a friendly wager, you'd better be betting on St. Louis.
No, I just feel confident that Kansas City can make a sensational comeback.
Oh, good. Would you like to make that friendly wager, say...
No, a little like 50 cents. So put away that stuff. Who's on a $100 bill? Let me see that.
You have never seen me. Here's one that has George Washington. Yeah. Another one, George.
Okay, $1. $1.
All three of them are George
Give
Washington.
Give me 2-1 odds.
Hey, you can't bet.
Why?
That's against the law.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
Yeah.
See, $10 bills, $5 bills.
Come on. Anybody that knows me will know that you're fooling.
Fooling? This is a $5 bill, $10 bill. No hundreds, yeah. Marge gave you your allowance.
Yeah, that's those $3 bills I showed you there. That's $3 $1
bills. It's 20 minutes past 12. Our Twin City temperature, 52 degrees. We'll go to South St. Paul in a minute.
When you get your best, you know it really shows.
Channel 4's Don Shelby.
The best news of all.
Shelby and Miles on Channel 4, WCCO-TV's 10 p.m. report.
Shall we go to South St. Paul?
Let's check in with that intrepid hunter there.
I heard he worked hard all weekend.
He claimed that he was driving well. Now, anybody that, you know, drives the truck.
What's chisel plowing?
Chisel plowing is a method of...
Let him explain it. He knows what it is.
Well, I can tell you what it is.
Oh, he cannot.
Sure I can.
Go ahead, then.
Well, it's a method of tilling that leaves some residue on top of the soil. It gets down, breaks up the subsoil.
Where are the chisels?
And is becoming much more in vogue than moldboard plowing.
Why?
Because it's better for the soil.
Conserves moisture.
Yes, sir.
Keeps it from blowing around so bad during the winter and early spring.
Mm-hmm.
Sells a lot of chisel plows.
And it happened to be what was hooked up to the tractor
That's
when
right.
I got on it.
Okay.
Here's the markets for today at South St. Paul. A Monday livestock trade underway. 48's the markets from South St. Paul.
It's 12:25, and in just a minute we'll go to Chicago and have our CCO business update.
Looking for a great way to prolong the beauty of fall and the magnificent colorful leaves that adorn our trees during this beautiful season? Your nearby North Central florist has an abundance of suggestions to brighten your home and place of business with spectacular colorful flowers and plants. Professionally designed floral arrangements, sparkling with breathtaking fall colors, and a wide variety of flowering plants that will brighten your home and business during the drab, sometimes dreary days when all the leaves have fallen. Beautiful mum plants are among the many selections of magnificent blooming fall plants that have been carefully nurtured right here in Minnesota greenhouses to produce premium quality and long-lasting beauty for you to enjoy right now. Remember, flowers and plants are always appreciated, and no gift is delivered so promptly across town or across the nation. But this fall, be just a little bit selfish. Give flowers and plants to someone special. Yourself.
Time now for our CCO business update. Live from the floor of the Midwest Stock Exchange in Chicago, here's our reporter, John Ertler. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Howard.
How's the market?
Well, stock prices remain at slightly lower levels in modern Chicago. Reporting for WCCO Radio.
CCO business updates are heard three times each weekday at 10:25 a.m., now at 12:25 and 3:25 this afternoon. We have a cloudy 52 degrees in the Twin Cities, and coming up to 12:30 news time when Ray Christensen reports the local and regional news in just a minute from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is the noontime news on WCCO Radio. Ray Christensen reporting.